This is the final of three lectures dealing with data. And in this lecture, we're going to focus on clinical data, histories, diagnosis, and treatments. Let's look at a measurement of plaque, the plaque index, which is PI. And you'll notice that the scores here go from 0 to 3. 0 meaning a clean tooth surface, meaning no plaque. And 3 is there's abundant plaque. So how would you classify this type of measurement scale? Well, you notice it's ordered, and sort of these numbers are arbitrary, so this is an ordinal scale. Here's another measurement scale for carious lesions, and this is by the World Health Organization. This goes from D1 to D4. D1 is clinical detectable enamel lesions, but it's non-cavitated. So the enamel surface is intact. D2, it's clinically detectable cavities. So this is a hole in the enamel. D3 is detectable lesion in the dentin. So it's gone through the enamel into the dentin. And D4 is a lesion all the way into the pulp. And again, this is an example of an ordinal scale. Let's take a look at diagnosing carious lesions. And this is classifying carious lesions by type, location, size, depth, and shape. And you'll see different locations here. Primary caries is new caries. Secondary caries occur around restorations that have already been placed in the mouth. And you'll see D1s, D2s, D3s again. And here's the shape of the cavity. Another way of looking at diagnosis of caries is a measurement type, whether it's subjective or objective. Dichotomous, is it a yes or no answer? Going up to some scale, a quantitative scale, and also the diagnostic threshold. And you'll see here on a clinical visual examination, it's very subjective, and it's also usually dichotomous, or you might have a yes or no. It's hard to have a maybe in between. And as we get down here, we get finer, and you notice we get more objective in our measurement scales. And some of these are under development, but other ones are used, fiber optic transillumination, bite wings, and other radiographs you still notice are subjective. So they're based on interpretation. Here's our iceberg, and you'll see here at D4, lesions into the pulp. D3, it's clinical detectable lesions in the dentin. And down below here, you'll notice, so some places you can see clinically detectable cavities limited to the enamel, but here's some detectable enamel lesions. And all the way down, some lesions are detectable only with advanced diagnostic aids, like radiographs, you can see them. So here, often the enamel lesion is intact, and definitely this is where you'd want to apply fluoride. And, of course, now there's some remineralization or demineralization phases that we can't even recognize right now. Just a note on different types of care. There's primary care, secondary care, tertiary care. Tertiary care refers to hospital care. Primary care is a general practitioner. So this could be a general dentist or just your GP physician. A few terms you need to become familiar with. A diagnosis, which is the determination of the disease, the nature of a disease made from study of signs and symptoms. We'll talk more about that. Etiology, it's a study of causation. Prognosis, the foretelling of the probable course of a disease or the outcome of a disease. And a treatment plan, which is a list of therapies or measures designed to treat the disease. And that can be sequential or problem-oriented. And problem-oriented, you group your treatments based on the diagnosis or the patient's problem. And that can include medical as well as dental problems. The steps in patient care are chief complaint, where you collect why did the patient come in. You collect data. You make a diagnosis, and sometimes you have to go back and forth between diagnosis and data collection before you come up with a definitive diagnosis. You have a prognosis. So that's with or without treatment. You tell the patient what will happen. You need to consider the risks and benefits of various treatments that you have. And then you make a recommendation and proceed. Medical data are central to all medical care. You need to obviously collect data so you can make a decision and a diagnosis and form the best treatment. A datum is a single point of observation of data. Uses of medical data, you create a historical record. It supports communication among providers. You can use it to anticipate future health problems by identifying patient risk factors. You record treatments and other interventions. You identify deviations from expected trends, looking at growth patterns and blood pressure. It's a legal record. It can be used to support clinical research, and it can also be used for public health and disease surveillance. There are four elements of data in a patient record. So it's the patient that's in question. You have to obviously say who the patient is. The parameters being observed. Remember, this links back to even when you're doing research. The value of the parameters in question, and this is the value, like what number you're assigning to, like a temperature, and the time of the observation and any type of modifiers. So let's look at temperature. So you have the patient in question. You're saying you're taking a temperature. You give it a value, a number on a scale, and you record the time that you took the temperature, like morning or evening. And the modifier is in an oral or rectal temperature. And all of this data usually has some value of uncertainty in it, too. So how do you deal with this uncertainty in data record in patient records? Well, you don't insist on a yes or no answer, because most of the time there is some uncertainty. And you need to develop a healthy suspicion of answers that appear to be perfect. Everything seems too perfect, it may not be. And when speaking with a healthcare provider about a medical decision, don't assume that both of you hold the same values, biases, or perspective. So even there may be a difference between you and the patient, but also realize that sometimes there's a different value system between different healthcare providers. So let's look at signs and symptoms. Sign is an objective information you gather on a patient. Okay, so it's objective and you're gathering it. That example would be temperature, lab test results. And this is a record of the physical examination. Could it be observations of the patient? If you're doing a physical exam of the patient, record that information that you see, x-rays. On the other hand, symptoms are subjective, and they're a sensation or a change in health function experienced by the patient. So this is the patient's perspective. Subjective, remember, means taking place within the mind and modified by the individual biases of that person. Look at some medical record formats. There's treatment-oriented records, and this just lists based in sequential treatment by date, listing the treatment plan and the treatment notes. There's narrative progress notes, which can be rather lengthy stories about the patient. And then there's the problem-oriented medical record, which is a list of the patient problems, and then all of the progress notes and the plans are all linked back to a problem. And the problems include medical, dental, social, and emotional problems. There's also SOAP notes. It's a way to organize your information, and it's subjective. It's objective, assessment, and plan. And if you want more information on the components of a SOAP note, you can go to this website, www.vnh.org. So just a quick review. Medical histories give you an idea of the patient's problem before you start a physical exam. Here's some more information on the medical history. The history of present illness and injury, HPI, duration, the character of that illness, the location, what was the pain like, are there any medications or allergies? And one way to take the medical history is something called sample, PQRST. Take the signs, the allergies, the medication taken, past history of similar events, last meal, events leading up to illness or injury, the position that brought on the symptoms, the quality of that pain, any irradiation of the pain, the severity, and the timing. An example would be a 21-year-old male with a sore throat, no known allergies, taking no meds, approximately 2 STs per year, eating and drinking normally, was fine until yesterday morning when woke up with a sore throat, and denies fevers, chills, sweats, etc. The past history. You look at other significant illnesses, prior admissions, history of trauma, surgery, childhood illnesses. You look at the family history, other types of similar diseases within the family's bloodline. We'll look at genetics. The social history, which includes drug use, alcohol, tobacco use, over-the-counter medications, including supplements. Marital history. Is there anybody that can help assess the patient's current condition? Occupational history. There might be something in their job that impacts their health care. Hazardous materials or chemicals. And a systems review, ROS, review of systems. It's a comprehensive account of the complaints, both past and present. You want to double check everything, and then you end up with a diagnosis. Okay, so that's a review of the steps of patient care. Specifically, remember signs and symptoms, and we'll go over some of this information more closely in class.